Cannabis and the Christian, What the Bible Says About Marijuana, by Todd Miles, B&H Publishing, 2021, paperback, 176 pages. A brief book summary from Books at a Glance, by Flynn Evans. About the author. Todd Miles, Ph.D., the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, is professor of theology at Western Seminary in Portland, Oregon, and teaching pastor at Gresham Bible Church. A former research engineer, he is married to Camille, with whom he has 6 children and 5 grandchildren. Introduction. The church has traditionally avoided the question of marijuana use, but due to its increasing legality within the last decade, ignoring the issue is now unwise, if not unfaithful. The fact that nothing explicitly in Scripture condemns or promotes it has also historically discouraged serious engagement with the topic. Yet, since Scripture is sufficient for all matters of faith and practice, it necessarily has needed guidance for what to do about marijuana as far as Christians should be concerned. The heart of Christ is to help everyone come to know the way they ought to live in order to experience the fullness of the gospel. To engage with the morality of marijuana use is an important way in which Christians can love God and their neighbors well. A robust commitment to the Bible means declaring all that its counsel has to tell a broken world. Although THC and CBD do possess certain medically documented health benefits, Scripture's prescription against drunkenness is ultimately applicable to the effects of marijuana intoxication as well. Chapter 1. What is marijuana and how does it work? The skyrocketing of recreational marijuana among young men and women especially makes a clear position on the matter vitally important to ministering amongst the next generation. There are obviously adiaphora, or different things, upon which Christians can respectfully disagree without compromising the essence of the faith. Nevertheless, the explicit absence of an issue in Scripture does not mean an implicit absence of relevant insight and application. Concerning marijuana, it is important not simply to copy and paste the relevant biblical passages on alcohol onto it, but understand what it actually is in the first place. Coming from the cannabis or hemp plant, it can be consumed in a variety of ways. THC is an agonist for cannabinoid receptors in the brain that imitates the molecules that activate them, causing a brief but an intense spike in dopamine and thus temporary euphoric pleasure. The psychoactive aspect of THC affects sense perception and one's mental disposition. Yet it also impacts the hippocampus, leading to potential memory loss, decreased ability to problem solve, impaired motor skills, and generally a distorted awareness of the external world. Marijuana through the 1960s and 70s was much weaker than what is available today. Whereas it is somewhat easier to expect what alcohol will do to an individual based upon a host of psychological factors, no such consistency exists for marijuana due to the high variability of THC levels amongst various available strains. Chapter 2. The Risks of Marijuana Use. Scripture must be rightly applied to all of life, and marijuana is no exception. Christian liberty certainly means that many believers can do things not directly prohibited by the Bible. Yet, not everything under the sun is either good or right to do. Biblical prudence goes well beyond chapter and verse thinking. Christians must treat their bodies well, as God commands. Not only are we to avoid those things which harm us physically, we are not to indulge in behaviors God condemns, since He is both the creator of and Lord over our bodies. Against the common refrain that marijuana is non-addictive, plenty of its users end up habitually taking it, sometimes daily. Marijuana is known to have similar negative effects to that of tobacco within the lungs and on blood vessels, even if inhaled through vaping. Perhaps most alarming are marijuana's psychological effects. Research has shown THC to noticeably impact brain development within adolescents. It has also been linked to causing severe mental illness and predisposition towards violence in young people especially. Finally, marijuana can cause vomiting, pregnancy complications, and lower self-esteem and sense of drive. Chapter 3, The Christian and the Law. Secular civil law and divine moral law must not be confused by Christians. Earthly governments have authority invested in them by God to punish evil and promote the good. Christians are to obey directives from the government unless they clearly go against God's revealed commands in Scripture. Since governments are occupied and led by fallen human beings, they can and will use their power imperfectly and at times sinfully. They are intended to be limited in their jurisdiction, not policing that which is exclusively God's to handle. The laws surrounding marijuana are rapidly changing state by state, as many have legalized the recreational use of marijuana. A tricky aspect of regulating its usage is measuring intoxication. Unlike alcohol, presence of marijuana comes only through analyzing blood, which can still be found sometimes weeks after ingesting THC. Trusting in civil laws to fully establish any stable measure of safety for marijuana usage is thus deeply misguided. Chapter 4, The Bible and Marijuana. Having a solid theology of creation serves to establish how one must approach marijuana in principle. The fall impacted everything on Earth, including plant life. Material things are still fundamentally good, but such goodness must be grounded in terms of God's ordering of the universe. Cannabis, by itself, is neutral. Problems arise depending on how it is used by human beings. The cannabis plant was historically used for making many household materials, and CBD, which is non-psychoactive, is proven to promote physical wellness. It is only when cannabis is appropriated as a drug that things become morally complicated. An addiction of any kind is a functional refusal to submit to Christ as Lord. To turn to marijuana at the expense of personal responsibilities and ethics is wrong. Similar to cannabis, alcohol is something that can either be wisely enjoyed or sinfully abused. Scripture is insistent on sobriety and unequivocally condemns intoxication, be it from alcohol or marijuana. To be drunk is to lose the ability to properly control oneself, opening the door to reckless decisions that bring about individual and potentially collective harm. Believers are to use their bodies to God's glory, not as they personally see fit, but as He wills for their good. Christ demands all of those He came to save. Chapter 5, Discipleship and Marijuana. Recreational marijuana users mostly turn to the drug to experience its pleasurable high, as well as the blissful temporary escape from reality it provides. Some argue that it can be used for better focus or spiritual betterment. More commonly, a defense of moderate marijuana use is offered. At bottom, however, there's no demonstrable reason for using marijuana for any other purpose than to become high. Christians are called to be sober-minded, something intoxication renders impossible. Should mental clarity be the proposed defense for marijuana use, it quickly breaks down, since there are plenty of other non-problematic and more efficient means for achieving such. Because the goal of Christian life is all-encompassing faithfulness to Christ alone, it is difficult to justify how marijuana use is a boon to that end. The documented effects of THC tend towards numbness, not greater sensitivity to the things of God. Advocates for the spiritual merits of marijuana as an entheogen, akin to ayahuasca or psilocybin mushrooms, up to and including so-called cannabis churches, find that its psychoactive components can be stewarded for holy purposes. In contrast to the emptying of the mind that marijuana facilitates, Scripture sees the process of prayer and meditation as consisting of actively taking in and dwelling upon biblical truth and who God is. Sin, rather than a need for an altered state of consciousness, is the main obstacle to walking dutifully before the face of God. Believers still convinced that recreational marijuana use falls under the category of adiaphora ought to ask themselves searching questions as to why. Christians must remember that having to suppress certain inclinations whose fulfillment Scripture disallows is never to our detriment, but always for our welfare according to Christ's sovereign care and provision. Chapter 6. How does medical marijuana work? Using marijuana for medical purposes is legal in many parts of the United States. Certain doctors do recommend it to patients, despite it not having official FDA recognition for those ends, and still being classified as a Schedule I drug. Despite there being claims that marijuana might help fighting many different debilitating illnesses and a great deal of personal testimonies to its positive effects, no substantial scientific data presently confirms such theories. Using it for coping with chronic pain is mostly ineffective for anything remotely severe, with those suffering from anxiety turning to it finding mixed results. Despite these deficiencies, much remains to be researched regarding all that cannabis might be able to provide medicinally. Since CBD is non-psychoactive, none of the cautionary notes from marijuana intoxication brought about THC apply. Usually expensive to secure, it has found popular usage for dealing with a whole host of ailments, most notably seizures from epilepsy. In light of these realities, Christians must think carefully about the viability of medical marijuana as a whole. Chapter 7. Thinking Biblically About Medical Marijuana. When pondering the possibility of using medical marijuana, Christians must start with the doctrine of humanity. Man exists as a body-soul composite. Thus, what affects us in the immaterial aspect of our being does so to our material one, and vice versa. That means that our spiritual selves are impacted by the state of our bodies. For individuals to seek help for dealing with physical suffering is by no means unnatural or untoward. In both the Old and New Testaments, God continues to find people in their suffering and provides relief, sometimes immediately, but then ultimately in the coming of Christ as the forerunning of his eternal kingdom where it will be no more. At the same time, the Bible consistently testifies to the positive role that suffering can have in the lives of believers. Above all else, Christians are to trust that God's purposes for their lives are best for them, even amidst the presence of pain to some degree. It is not inherently wrong to consider whether medical marijuana must be worthwhile for bringing about a limited amount of physical healing. That said, its multiplicity of compromising side effects via THC make it necessarily suspect. If nothing else, medical marijuana forces believers to consider the long-term wisdom of prescription drugs entirely. Risking the integrity of one's mind should be a major concern for a Christian seeking treatment for any physical ailment. Pastoral guidance in relation to medical marijuana usage must be guided by a concern for getting across all the available facts, specifying what it will supposedly accomplish, quantifying the severity of the presenting physical suffering, predilection towards addictive behavior, one's spiritual maturity and strength of conscience, and the possibility of causing others to stumble. Copyright 2026, Books at a Glance. Books at a Glance book summaries are available by subscription only and, except for brief quotes, may not be reproduced in whole or in part without express written permission.